I've served two terms, so I'm up for re-election. This will be my third term, so I've served 6 years.
Let's talk about the accomplishments with your time on the board.
Well, I think as a board, you know, I always think that I'm just one person on a five-member board, but I'm very proud of the CTE Academy that we put in place since I've been on the board, and the project-based learning high school, the new negotiated teacher's contract that went very well, and we've had to make some tough choices around school consolidation that haven't been necessarily popular all the time, but it's something we've had to do for the financial health of the district and also in our ability to deliver education. So I think those are some of the important things. The one-to-one technology initiative that we rolled out. So, you know, I think in general, over the time that I've been on the board, we've been pretty progressive as far as things that we put in place.
What is it with school board members and legislators? One says you're not giving me enough money. The other says you're getting enough money. You're just not allocating it right.
Yeah, well, I think for us, it's when we see teacher pay as low as it is. We always are trying to fight for our teachers and to bring more money to the district, you know, in light of trying to pay our teachers more, trying to deliver education more effectively. So I think they're always, we respect the legislature. We know they have a tough job, too. I'm sure at some point they just feel that we're white noise out there all the time, right? Always with the same more money, but, you know. I think it's our job to advocate for our district and for our teachers and for our community, because in essence, our community is opting out for $7.5 million. So we aren't being funded to the extent that we think we should be. But we live, luckily enough, in a community that's blessed to understand the importance of education and has approved our opt-out over the years.
We have not challenged an opt-out, have we?
No.
Yeah, there's been, everybody said, okay, that's...
Yeah, I think we've been able to demonstrate what the money's been going for, and in general, at least from what I can see, that people are pretty satisfied with where the school district's at. Not to say that we don't have room to improve, but by and large, it's the couple thousand teachers and staff in the trenches every day. We're blessed to have those people, and they do a tremendous job, and they're really the ones that make the difference at the end of the day.
Biggest challenge facing the Sioux Falls School District?
I think the biggest challenge is our demographics. You know, our poverty keeps rising. Our diversity keeps rising. You know, those are just a different challenge for us on how to educate kids. It's a blessing to be able to serve those needs. But at the same time, it comes with challenges. And so we have to stay out in front of that. You know, we have 2,000 kids in a district where English isn't even their first language, 50-some languages in the district. And so those are things that we have to work hard. The changing demographics, like I said, around poverty brings a different element, because we end up being more than just the educators for those kids. You know, we clothe them sometimes, we feed them, you know, or we have partners that feed them through the backpack program. And we found that we have a need for more counselors to meet those kids' needs. And so those are the things that we worry about, and trying to look down the road at the district 5 or 10 years, you know, if those demographics hold up, what's the Sioux Falls School District going to look like? And so we're just trying to plan for that and growth and things of that nature.